This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
7:45, I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. Joining us for the Israel Report this morning is Olivia Rafovic. She is a reserve colonel in the Israeli Defense Force, a former foreign media spokesperson. He's also a military expert. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. A very I guess every week is an interesting week, but this one with regard to Prime Minister Netanyahu in Washington, that is obviously quite significant, and it seems to be significant on two fronts. One is Iran and one is Gaza. Both of those are topics that I would like to chat about. So let's just start off with Gaza. IDF readying a new Gaza offensive to disarm Hamas by force. Where are we with this?
Good morning. We stand where we are. I mean, there is a ceasefire for now several months, and according to the ceasefire agreement, Hamas should be disarmed.
Right.
And Hamas should be dismantled, and the Gaza Strip should be demilitarized. And for now, this point is still open, and it cannot remain open. So at some point, some change should happen. And it's, as you know, connected to the American administration and the Board of Peace altogether. So for now, we are where we are. But of course, Hamas cannot be in Gaza with armed with weapons and continuing to be a threat for Israel.
Do we understand how significant their weapons stockpile or their weapon availability is?
Yeah, we assume, we assess Hamas is around 35,000 terrorists still in the Gaza Strip, and new ones have joined the organization. We know that still there are weapons like rifle Kalashnikov and RPGs containing the stockpile of missile that we used to see and used to be threatened by. I believe that it's much less important, but still, this organization is still with weapons, with a Kalashnikov, with RPGs, and this should be totally dismantled, or by agreement, or by force.
Do we know if these weapons, the weapons that Hamas do have, are they? Is it newly acquired, or is this still remaining from prior to October 7th?
It's a very good question. Very good question. Let's say that there have been a tremendous amount of weapons before 7th of October still there, but we also can say that some of them have been new ones, or smuggled, or built within the Gaza Strip.
So it's certainly something that has to be done. Is the Board of Peace, would this be part of the Board of Peace's mandate, or does the dismantling of Hamas in terms of weapons need to happen prior to the Board of Peace, this international body, taking over?
the reconstruction of Gaza, according to the agreement, should be done after dismantling Hamas. So right. For now, there is a kind of a discussion, but it is impossible for Israel to accept any reconstruction process prior to dismantling Hamas from weapons.
Right. So, in terms of this offensive, is that likely? What form is that likely to take? The IDF and this Gaza offensive.
No, we don't talk about the offensive. We talk about the process that should be carried out by Hamas according to the ceasefire agreement and with pressures from different actors.
Right.
But in the case that it won't be done by Hamas according to the agreement by peaceful means, the military option is still possible.
So therefore, it's really all it completely about whether the disarming of Hamas moves ahead. The IDF confirming the number of deaths in Gaza. What do we understand from this?
I don't understand your question. Can you be more specific?
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk around the number of people who were killed during in Gaza during the last two and a half years. Is there any clarity on how many people were killed and what the ratio was from terrorist to civilian?
The numbers that have been published last two weeks ago are not official numbers by the IDF. But they have been released by some military source, but not an official one. And it's not the right figure, because this figure does not take into account the fact that among the casualties, at least half of them, maybe more, are terrorists, Hamas affiliated. The ratio that we can assess according to what we understand is, unfortunately, but it is the case, one civilian dead for one terrorist, which is actually among the different operation against terrorists within urban areas, a very low ratio.
Right.
It's still difficult to say that
absolutely.
When a civilian is killed,
absolutely.
It's something that we can accept. But in this situation, Hamas actually has taken all the Gaza Strip as hostage and used the civilian population as a human shield in order to protect themselves against the IDF. But this situation is still under investigation.
Right. The moving on to the United States and Iran, it's been a very perplexing period as we try and figure out, everybody trying to guess the next move. This week we saw Netanyahu in Washington meeting with President Trump. What do we understand from those meetings?
I would say that the American-Israeli partnership is still very, very important on a strategic level, but it is an American decision. Israel has given the American the request, in case that the agreement will be finalized between the Americans and the Iranians. But it is clear that this situation is still very fluid, very flexible. And you know that there is a new aircraft carrier on the way to the area. I think it will be the Gerald Ford aircraft carrier added to the Abraham Lincoln naval force. So there is a mix of diplomatic efforts with a military option possible for the American to be used. But this situation, like you said, is still a big question mark, because it remains full and total Donald Trump decision.
The fact that that the United States is sending more and more of these vessels, these carriers into the region, is there a sense that this is posturing, or is there a sense that this is perhaps nervousness because there is a concern about the amount of military hardware that Iran has? Or is this just normal, prudent military strategy when it comes to facing an armed conflict? What's your thoughts?
All your questions, all your answers are for now right. We don't know.
Right.
We don't know. And no, I'm serious. We don't know. But what we know, in the case that there will be any agreement, you know, an agreement can be achieved before using the military option, but can also be achieved after using a military option. The goal here is to change the situation concerning the nuclear capability willingness of Iranian regime in all cases. So the military option has to be based on very serious military assets, military means. You cannot threaten someone using military option but not being prepared with all the means to be used. And you cannot compare what's going on with Iran with Venezuela. It's a total different situation. Iran is a military power in the area. We know that there are several thousand ballistic missiles in the hand of the Mullah regime. We saw in last June the use of these missiles against Israel. So altogether, the Americans, I think, are very prudent, but also are doing what should be done in order to make the Iranian accept a deal.
Yeah, it's really, really just an incredible scenario to watch. Obviously, also being balanced with the protesters and the lives of the protesters. Do you think that this will cause Trump reputational damage if he doesn't act, considering his help is on the way message to Iranians?
No, I don't think so, because he is the only one in the world actually reacting after the butchery, the massacre in the streets of Iran, when they killed at least 50,000 protesters, Iranian civilians, mostly between the 8th and 9th of January 2026. So people can speak, people can criticize, but tell me, besides the American, who is there in order to protect the Iranian people? And besides the American, no one is there.
Very, very, very fair point. That is unfortunately where we do need to leave it. Olivia Rafovich, reserve colonel in the Israeli Defense Force, former foreign media spokesperson, military expert, chatting to us this morning, bringing us the Israel report, speaking about Gaza, the disarming of Hamas, the number of casualties and deaths in Gaza, and of course, United States and Iran, what is likely to happen next. Olivia Rafovich, thank you. As always, wishing you a Shabbat Shalom. It is 7:59.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.